Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of Pure Entropy, a podcast focused on finding signals through the noise, making the complex more simple. Have you wondered what it's like to know if you're making progress on the things you really want on a weekly basis? There are so many different strategies, books, knowledge on there, and none of this is actually ever taught in school, say. But this time I have often found myself at times finding week has passed and there was a lot of things that I did, but did I really make any progress on what I wanted? This core to my values, beliefs in the long term want to achieve? At times I'd find that's not true. So I want you to imagine a way you could do this. This is not to say this is the only way that's going to work. Nothing is for certain. Every choice comes with the probability of highly likely to happen and higher chance of not happening. So instead of focusing on like a yes or no, you should kind of think about the expected value of something. What that's really saying is, if an event happens, how much value it's going to provide. It's the probability of it working out and what the value it creates is the expected value of it positively happening versus the probability of the inverse happening and the value that would cause or take away, that's the negative expected value. So that's why doing hard things sometimes in the moment feel wrong, but they do have positive expected value. Let's say, for example, for your business in the starting, it's going to be very hard, takes lots of time, but in the long run, it has positive expected value. So it's something that needs to get done. But let's say you're super easily addicted to binge watching shows. There is value in it, but there is a negative expected value that comes with it and makes you lose your time. So how do you track your week without having to schedule every single minute, hour of the whole week and following the block schedule, but still getting some type of checkpoint, some type of scorecard to make it a game and interesting for yourself? This is something I learned from this course called The Focus Course by Sean Blanc. Put the link below, so definitely check it out. It's a pretty good one. And what that really said was that each week, whether it's Sunday you start your week on, or you consider Mondays or Monday weeks, whatever it is, or Thursday, have some time where you do some kind of review or check in with yourself and kind of like a planning time, right? 30 minutes max, just even 15 minutes you could do this. 30 minutes just because there's other things, you know, to usually look into since you're already planning or reviewing. But what you do is focus on three goals, projects, bigger tasks, checkpoints, whatever you want to call them. Focus on those for each week. So, example, week starting and you have a bunch of things to get done. There's a big list. The list never ends. That's, you know, we've learned that. Is you pick three major projects, which I'm choosing to call the major tasks or goals, whatever it is. Choose three major projects and that will be the focus for that week. It's not to say you won't do other things, but to kind of give yourself a metric of, was this week a good week, productive week, or this went well, this didn't go well, this is where I was spending my time. Those three projects, goals are the markers to kind of evaluate yourself. And once you have those three set for the week, each day, whether if you do it the night before or the morning of, Benjamin Franklin did it the night before, just to say, but, you know, try both and see what works out for you, is you plan three tasks that are kind of the must do for that day. If you do those tasks, it's an A-plus day, basically. Or even if you want more strictness to yourself, then you can go doing 75% of the to-do list for that day or things you have to get done for that day. If you get done, it's a pretty good day. So what you do is the three tasks you choose per day ideally would align or help you get closer to finishing the three goals you had for that week. That way, each day you can still get a mini check-in and you know if you're actually making progress to the three goals you set. So it's something that's different and you need to figure out. And sometimes in the day we notice we feel like we haven't done a lot, but we have. So something called an interstitial journal. It's basically every time you do something, so they're small, even as much as took a break, ate breakfast, you know, read two articles, read 10 minutes on this book, went for a walk, everything goes in this interstitial journal. At the end of the day, you'll see you have actually done a lot more than you think, because our brain is pretty hard on self, so we don't notice it and just think about all the stuff we never got done. But we don't give any importance to the things that we do. We just give it a one thought and we're like, yeah, oh well, didn't do so many of the other things though. But this is something that we have. Our brain is not going to learn, but we have to actively choose to be grateful of the things that we did do. So something to try out. So we basically covered focus on three goals or big things to focus for each week as your evaluating metric or checkpoint summary, whatever the way you call it. What you can do is when you plan the three tasks you want to get done for the day, that would make it a great day. Ideally, you can use checkpoints that are due for that week to guide your tasks. And each day you will realize at the end of the week, if you just did three tasks per day, aiming to complete the three goals you set, you would have made enormous progress versus before you wouldn't even be able to tell did you make progress or would feel like you did, but you couldn't really say how and where, or you must be thinking, oh, there's so much left to do, it was a bad week, but in reality it was good. So something to try on, and hopefully you found this useful.
You've been listening to Pure Entropy. Thanks for listening to this podcast. It really means a lot. I appreciate all the time taken out of your day to give it a listen. If you'd like to support further, you can do so by leaving us a review on your favorite podcasting platform of choice. See you in the next one.